Welcome back to Trash Rehash the podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Breezy, and we're back to rehash Vanderpump Rules and the Valley. We have a lot to talk about from both shows.
Yes.
But I mean, the Valley is no joke. Like, that's a show. Like, they come in hot. It's a show. We got shit to talk
Yes.
about. But Vanderpump, like, people are acting like people, Jack Taylor. Some others are acting like Vanderpump's a sleeper this season. I don't know what they're talking about, because these episodes have, there's been some moments.
These last two episodes, so good. I mean, not this last week, but the week before, I think I texted Breezy saying, you know, this is by far the best episode of the season. It was so good. And even this last week was really good too.
Yeah, did you watch it uncensored and extended?
So much better uncensored.
And I was so shocked. I was like, wait, was this an accident? Because on Peacock, the latest Vanderpump episode, I think it was episode 10, is uncensored and extended, like how the reunions are. If you can do this with some, just do it with all. Like,
right?
Does it need to be like an option, a settings? Like, that's fine. I'll do the settings. But it's so much better. So if you have not watched it, if you have Peacock, watch it uncensored, extended, because I might mention things that are only from there.
Yeah. And also the after show.
Yes.
We're this is part of our discussion, is the after show. So you gotta watch them.
It's more important now than Watch Happens Live. Like, Watch Happens Live used to be like the thing for us to talk about all the time, but you know, I think Brittany was the only one.
I don't know if I sent you who's gonna be on this week after Vanderpump.
I don't remember.
It's Brock and Sheena. So I don't even know if I'll even watch it, if I'm gonna be totally honest.
What day is this?
Tuesday. But tonight's is, I think it's Jordan and Shanice from Martha's Vineyard.
Okay.
And then fun. Kyle and West. Which could be kind of fun, actually.
Yeah, but both with
Brock and Sheena. Ugh. Gross.
Well, that's a packed week. Is a packed week. I will be watching. I won't be watching it live, though. No.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'll watch it, but I'll be like, ugh.
You're not getting
I'm it. Not excited about it.
Not getting it live, but I will watch it because I want to talk shit.
Yes.
Also, I know that Sheena's going to try and give something, or I don't know, she'll try and do something. Or Brock will. No, Brock will give us something. Mm-hmm. That's actually what it will be. That's the one thing I'll give you about Brock. I talk all this shit about Brock, and I don't like Brock still. But he's
trying to get that paycheck.
He's trying to get that paycheck. He is going for a full-time cast member so hard. Sheena can't even keep up. Like, he is really gunning for a spot. And looks like Bravo's giving it to him because he has a spot at the reunion. Like, what the hell is that? Did we already talk about that? We probably already talked about that. But anyway, let's talk about the episodes, because we have some big shit to talk about. We have one of the first things I want to talk about is, because it's not as big, but it is something that we need to talk about, is this whole Joe and Sheena with the hat. And I honestly, like, I was so mad at Sheena for making me have to root for Joe in that moment, because it was really cringy and it was hard to watch. I was like, why are you telling her to show off your work when you're not being serious? Like,
well, it's one thing to like ice her out, like Katie's not having a conversation with her, neither is Ariana, which totally get, but that's being a mean girl. I also don't understand Sheena's point where, you know, Joe was complicit in this affair. That's why she can't like her, but she's hanging out with Schwartz, who also was very complicit in the affair. She's iced out or doesn't fuck with Rachel anymore because of the affair and then the restraining order. But Tom, who had the affair, she feels bad about. And I guess also she keeps forgetting that he also was pushing Rachel to have this restraining order. So Sheena's never been a girl's girl. It's clear as day.
She loves her Toms, especially her Schwartz, more than we ever thought, actually. Yeah. And we'll get there. But I was really icked out by her grabbing the hat, putting it away from her, like, not like, or like, that's, I, yeah. In the after show, I think it was Lala who said that if that would have happened to me, I would have possibly like laid hands on you, like, you're lucky. Yeah, you're really lucky. Like, that's one of the things that would have been like, okay, it's like almost like you're touching me at that point. Like, no. But also, she was not being serious about show everyone your work, like, you're, because you're a hairdresser.
No, she's being,
like,
a bitch.
You're being a bitch. Yeah, it was really, it was gross. It was really gross. I did not like that. So, eh. We need to talk about Anne the assistant, because yeah. So she is fired from Tom, not fired from Tom, interviewing, which, but not interviewing with Ariana.
I will say, it is bold to
bold
be in the home of your current employer to interview with a potential future employee. Like, I mean,
yeah, if you're any,
I'm not gonna be on Tom's side. But I'm like, girls, what did you? I'm sorry. What did you think was gonna happen?
Yeah,
meet her for coffee somewhere. You know, can't do it in the same house.
Yeah. I agree. I think that what he where he goes wrong is just like how he's treating things. Like, what you do is then you just, you have a conversation with her, say, hey, I clearly you are interested in other work. This isn't working out. I'm going to give you a 2 week or whatever, you know, so you can find like another job. But like your termination begins now, like whatever. But to literally tell her, let's take a break, leave her hanging, like not knowing if she's going to have a job or not. And then telling other people that you hired someone, then telling other people that, well, you haven't fired Anne yet. And that,
which this is in the extended that he's telling, it was at Kyle Chan.
Yes.
And Schwartz, that he already hired someone new. But then at the beach
day. Add that in the,
well, because it's this, I don't know, it's weird.
That whole scene was so much longer, it seemed like, in the extended episode. And it just made Tom look so, ugh. Like, just like how he talks about Ariana and how she does nothing and whatever. It's wild. I don't know.
Which, that might have been a marriage. This kind of goes, so I do still listen to Kristen Doty's podcast.
What's the new podcast called? What's the new?
I don't even know what it's called.
They just posted, thank God, because love, sex, and what else matters is stuff, not.
Yeah. Well, Zach from The Valley, who also was on Vanderpump, was on there. And I, fast forward, I cannot stand Zach.
Yeah.
But he made some good points. He's like, you know, if he really truly cared about like making amends and was actually sorry, he wouldn't be going back at Ariana for stuff. He'd be like, yep, you're right. I'm sorry. screwed up. He would keep repeating that and like show people that he's changed, but he's not doing that.
Nope.
So.
Yeah, so you listened to him on Kristen's podcast?
Yeah, he was just
Okay.
like on this week to rehash
Okay. Okay.
the
Well,
latest
when we talk about the
episode.
Valley, I'll be excited to hear more about that because I have questions. I was trying to see what the name of their podcast is, but I guess I'll wait for again when we talk about the Valley. So yeah, Anne, I think this is all weird, but I also love that Katie's getting involved too. It's like, I mean, if she's looking for work, like she's looking for a job. Like it
Also,
was bold of Anne, but Sandoval handled it wrong. But Anne should not, like, what did you expect? Like I would have expected to probably get fired, especially with him eavesdropping.
while
Like,
you're in their shared
I mean,
kitchen.
like, what do you mean eavesdropping? Like, you're in the house and you're on the clock with him, and you're like telling me that you're helping her with
I
someone else,
mean,
but you're actually.
well, and just the way that they were trying to play it off, like, well, he just like creepily invaded privacy. It's like he's literally walking in the hallway from one room to the other and he can hear you
Yeah, he did stop
talking.
and
Yeah. Which
purposely, like, hide, make sure he was, like,
the way he handled it was totally wrong, but also like, well, you kind of put yourself in a shitty situation.
yeah. I think Ariana handled
Also,
it well by not
did
taking
you
it.
know that Anne was actually in an episode of The Office?
Really? And I'm
Yeah,
like a super
some
fan, so I'm so glad
Reddit
I missed that.
sleuths pointed out that
Yeah.
back when
Reasons.
Michael Scott was working his second job at the call center,
Yeah.
she's like one of the people that was, or
Oh
one of
my
his
goodness.
coworkers.
Oh
Yeah.
my goodness. I know exactly which episode. I am a
Right.
super fan, but I really, damn,
Honestly,
sorry.
I wouldn't have either. And then
Good
people like,
that.
cross-reference all that shit. So, but I knew you were an Office fan, so I had to bring
I love that. Thank you.
it
Oh. So I wonder what she's doing now because she has like her own podcast or something. I don't know. Do you think that she's just trying to?
capitalize up. Yeah, I'm sure. Why not? Jump on
Why
the Tom
not?
Sandoval hate train. Shit, I would too.
Yeah. Okay. So I want to talk about Lala and how she talks to Sandoval and this whole breathing like exercise shit.
Also, this man will do anything but go to like traditional
Real therapist,
therapy. He's doing all
a
this
real doc.
other shit to,
Avoid.
mask and avoid actually holding any accountability. So.
Oh my God. I was really grossed out. I didn't need to see it. Also, Lala was just like ridiculous and the biggest disappointment.
Yeah, so I don't know if you saw rumors that at the reunion that Ariana like eviscerated Lala. Did you see any of
Yes, I did. But then I
post
saw that she
reunion?
didn't.
Post reunion, I think it really probably happened because the way that Lala is coming out of the woodwork to just continuously trash Ariana, something like that had to have happened. On her recent podcast, she like made a dig that she didn't think Ariana and her dad were as close as Lala and her dad were when, then both of their
What a weird thing to
dads have passed
say.
away. Yeah, it's shit's
What a
weird and
weird, especially when
complex, though.
Ariana like talked about like around her birthday. It's like always, that's
Well,
weird. Why would
it's
she say that? That's very
and then commenting on how it's just a small 3-bedroom house that Ariana bought, like downplaying it, all this shit. So Lala definitely is hurt and she's lashing out.
So you're saying that you do believe the rumors that
Yeah.
Ariana eviscerated That's what the word, that's what
Yeah.
I quote.
That's the only way that they've described it as a visceral
Yeah, they did,
reaction.
like, quote. I think it was Andy said it on his show or something or whatever, something like that.
It
And
popped up, yeah.
but or someone else said it, but someone else I thought said no,
Elle's
that's
repeated. So I don't.
so yeah.
She's littleness
I feel like it
misogynist
was her
protectors.
and Andy because they're saying that Lala and fucking Brock were the voice of reason, which you just wild. Everyone's been calling bullshit on that. So, and especially since people thought that how all these episodes like went down were gonna make us anti-Ariana.
I'm still waiting.
I'm waiting. What about Sandoval putting Maya, Ariana's dog, in her room, locking the door for hours, and the dog getting into the takeout, and Ariana
So
take the dog to the vet?
I think yes, it was shitty that Ariana had takeout, but for a reason she kept the dog out of the room. I think Sandoval was just very, I don't know if it was on purpose. I can't say, but also a good dog owner at some point, you're wondering where the fuck your dog is, and for 3 hours you don't see it. Weird. I'm also more concerned that at some point they had 500 laxatives.
What is that about?
Which, going back
The
to
no dude, it was 500.
Kristen Doty's podcast. Well, also, why is it in reach that a dog could eat it?
Yeah.
Especially if your dog, you know, your dog gets into
Weird.
shit. No, Kristen Doty's podcast said when she was dating Sandoval, like, that's how they stayed skinny.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, it's that, like water pills, all this other shit where,
That's sad. She talked
yeah.
about that
It,
on her podcast. Wow.
she did. She was like kind of nonchalant about it. And a lot
Well.
of people were like, no, there's some deeper rooted shit there. Like, that's sad that she had to go through that. Like, she felt pressured to kind of go along with him.
Oh,
Yeah.
man. Okay.
Yeah,
Yikes. I would
it's.
say, who just has lactose like that also? Just. But that makes more sense. Okay. I think him going into her room, like, no, don't go into her room. I think you should have gone through a mediator, whatever. Handled that wrong, because then look what happened. You know, you didn't know what was in there. There's a reason why she wasn't in there, you know, there was food left out. I don't think he was intentionally trying to hurt Maya at all. It was just reckless and careless, and there's no communication, and it was honest. I think it was an honest mistake. I think
But did you
Ariana.
notice he was like either me or Anne? He kept saying, like the after show and stuff. He's like, well, either me or Anne left the door. It's like, oh, after your shit. That's what's like
Just
so
take
frustrating about
the
him
ownership.
is he can't say, yeah, I fucked up. It's always I fucked up, but blah 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 blah. It's like just say you screwed up.
No, he's incapable.
He
But
is.
that was, I mean, if he were to have, but I do feel like her saying like the attempted dog murder, I mean, it's just dramatic, but it's also like, I don't care. Like, that's my friend, and she's like mad at her ex, who we all fucking hate because look at what he did just here recently. And no, that's not what we're getting. We're getting a lot of people that are like Lala and Sheena and Brock that are like, she needs to move out. Like, she needs to move on. This
Why
is,
does she have to move out though?
yeah, it's the same. It's
This is
so lame.
her dream home. She, you know, why does she have to leave? She isn't the one that fucked up.
Yeah, but
And also, I don't want to hear any of Brock's opinions when, like, he's not like legally allowed to see his children. So
now, can we talk? Like, you're not allowed on the stage. I swear, if Andy does not ask him, what's the status of you and your kids and wherever he's from, New Zealand?
also, in the fact that you have a child named Winter, and then you named your next child Summer.
But that was Sheena's name all along that she wanted.
Bullshit, because that's not what she
That
said when she was fucking
was
Rob.
filmed. It was on
It's
camera.
on camera.
But yeah, so the t dog takeout stuff, like, just like ridiculous, but it's just like another time of Sandoval not just like saying, I'm sorry, I fucked up, like owning it and just like offering to pay for it. I don't know,
I'd have
something, you
more
know?
respect for him if he, I don't think he thinks he did anything wrong. I think he understands that people and fans are upset with him, but I don't think he really believes any wrongdoing.
No. No. I can't believe he didn't offer any like help to pay for it, you know? Like that's where I feel like he fucked up. Like I don't think it's the end of the world that he put her in there. I just don't think I think it's fucked up that he didn't ask her before going into her room and you didn't and then you didn't handle it right afterwards. I mean,
And I love he keeps pulling this while Ariana hasn't paid a bill, because you know what he does? He pays for shit and tells people, no, like I have it, and then he'll use that as like leverage later. Fucking happened to Sheena because he gave her $2,000 or whatever.
It was more than that. I think it was more than that. I can't remember how much it was, but I think it was more than $2,000.
It was a lot of money though.
Yeah, I think it's makes a lot more sense now with the after show. More so than just watching the episode of what Ariana's been dealing with the lawyer situation in
Also,
the house.
do any people realize you can't just buy a house nilly willy? Like sometimes it takes, time. You put offers in, it falls through. Like, you don't just decide one day you're going to buy a house and the next day you own a house. Like, that's
Yeah.
not how it fucking works
Yeah.
at
I
all.
don't know what world these people live in, but they, and also for them to make the switch so quick from being Team Ariana, will always back her, will never trust him, like all this shit, narcissist, just like my ex, to.
That's literally all their podcasts were, and now it's
They got
like,
all the money for
well,
it. Now she's like, with literally within a year, you've turned on her so quick. Like, not even in a year, like 6 months.
yeah, it's fucked up.
It is. It's hard to watch.
Also,
Like, oof.
we have to talk about the Schwartz and Sheena kiss or
My favorite
makeup.
thing that I want to talk about. I couldn't wait. I wanted to save it for last. That's perfect.
But remember, we thought that maybe because we didn't see anything else about it, that it was all just like a ploy on the trailer. And
Well,
sure,
because Sheena said what?
it's
Sheena
not what it
said,
thinks, or it's not what you think.
which she still probably stands by because she's a fucking liar. This was some of the best television from the jump, like with Lala and
Yes.
Tom
My
to
jaw
start it off.
dropped. The fact that he was like, it was years ago. And people pointed out, well, the last time that Sheena was at a cheerleading competition was this year. And definitely it was when Katie and Tom were 100% together. And then Sheena makes it seemed like it's not a big deal. She was like, it was like, you know, like shortly after Shay and I got engaged. So even
Engaged.
worse, even
You're a
worse.
fiance. You're about to get married.
Well,
Oh, like so nonchalant about it
she's like,
too.
well, he, it wasn't a makeout. Like he just kissed me. Like I didn't want it, but then I like shut it down and, you know, and then she said that she's worried about Tequila Katie. It's like, well, you know what? Tequila Katie sounded pretty fucking right about you. She had reason, like she was pretty justified in her reasons for not liking you. It was just so weird the way, and she's like, no, like I didn't joke about it, which, or she's like, I didn't joke about it. I just made like a comment, which, you know, was sure as shit. She joked about it with Schwartz, and this was her opportunity to say to Katie, yeah, it was fucked up. We didn't tell you. Like, I'm really, really sorry. It was shitty. She couldn't do that.
Nope. She one, I died when I give Lala this, not telling Sheena and telling Katie first. Great friend move, but I know she didn't do it as a friend move. She did it for the
No.
show. And she was open about that. She said, I don't, because I don't want Sheena to get ahead of this. I don't want her to try to figure some way out to make this perfect. And holy shit, was Sheena caught off guard when Katie brought it
Oh my
up to
God,
her?
she fucking was panicking because she thought this would never be probably be talked about.
She was like, oh my goodness. Like there were so many of these moments. Because we'll get into the Max and Katie.
Which, so funny. So Kristen Doty and Lala don't like each other at all right now.
Oh, they don't. Okay,
No.
cool. I'm happy that you're listening to that podcast.
Yeah.
And are you listening to Lala's too?
I stopped, but someone on Reddit always posts like
Oh, cool.
translates the podcast, so I don't have to listen to
Perfect.
it. But they were all more upset with Lala being a shitty friend for not telling Sheena instead of calling out how shitty it was that what Sheena did and then was a bridesmaid at their wedding and never once just said, yeah, we had a drunk makeout.
Wait, Kristen and Lala are not friends,
Yeah.
but you're saying that Kristen and is more upset with,
Lala for not how shady it was
but
of Lala.
Sheena and Lala are still friends, right?
Yeah.
Like her
And Kristen
is
adores
friends with,
Sheena.
yeah.
She says her boyfriend Luke and Brock are like the same person. So
Oh,
yes.
That makes sense. I can see that. But I actually might like Luke better. I can still see that. Ew, gross. What an awful thing to say about your partner. Anyway, the Sheena finding out, like being like that Katie knows, and she was I was screaming at how funny it was. Like, Katie
Because she's
comes
so full of
so
shit.
low, so full of shit. She
Well,
started rambling. Oh, it was like my little sister's cheerleading
I was making out with
tournament.
Ariana.
And I actually, and I, you know who I was hanging out with? Ariana.
Well, you always know someone's full of shit when they like repeat the question back. So she's like, well, and Katie's like, I was just more upset that you guys were like making jokes. And she's like, what? Jokes? Wait, joking
And then she
around? No.
literally says, well, I might have said
The
that.
holidays? What?
The holidays? What? She's like, Schwartz said that? What? Shay. And, oh, Katie, I just didn't want to tell you because, like, you were already so, like, basically, she said that I was a shell of a person. I was, my self-esteem was down. She's like, yeah, so like I didn't want to tell you, make it worse. It's like, what is wrong with you? You didn't want to,
And you know what?
what?
I'm glad that it was brought to light what happened, but also Schwartz did that to also as a dig at Katie. Oh, why else would you?
Slipped out of his. I think it just slipped out that he, you know, just he had no idea it was going to come out, and he just said it. Because that's just Schwartzy. Also, why is Lala saying Schwartzy all the time? Is that like she keeps, yeah, Schwartzy. I'm like, are you Lisa Vanderpump? Like, are you?
I just.
Like, what is this weirdness with Lala and Tom Schwartz?
I just do not understand the Tom Schwartz love. He's been, like, shown on camera for being a shit person, and he cheated multiple times. Even it was a few episodes ago, he's talking to Brock. He's like, there's a lot of things I don't like about Katie. Like, a lot. It's like, you're so gross. Ugh.
Yeah, not a fan.
Can't stand him.
And Sheena, it all makes sense of why you were protecting him for so long, too. I felt like she was always team Tom. It's like, yeah, because you literally made out with him. And now you're trying to say, like, oh, it's not like that. But, like, I'm not going to say there was any consent there, but it's not like he was. And then you have Tom in the after show saying, okay, let's not, like, act like I was an aggressor or anything like that. Like,
that's what she made it seem like, though.
Like, especially since she is the one who brought it up in a joke last, when, like, oh, remember
but
when
she also made it seem like he just attacked her.
I know. It's wild. But then you're gonna invite him over and you're gonna talk about how Katie's just getting over it. It's like,
which,
so what is it? Like, also, she has a track record of fucking lying. Like, she punched Raquel. Like, what is this?
Well, it's even funny at the beach thing, which was also fucking weird, where she brings up in front of Ariana that Tom Sandoval's flirted with her.
Yeah, they've all, every guy in this group is.
we got to talk about the John Mayer shit that she dropped. And then she posted receipts of, like, a U.S. Weekly magazine article, which honestly did not put her in a good light. I would be embarrassed.
Oh, I'm so, like, I don't know what Brock is.
I'm sure those two fucked around. I'm not denying that, but he clearly didn't want to be, like,
associated with her.
With you. Like, it,
or with her. Yeah. Didn't want it to.
It was embarrassing that she posted the article. I'm like, girl, this makes you look like a weirdo stalker.
Yeah, it's really weird. I don't understand. I'm so tired of hearing about John Mayer and Bravo too. I'm like, there's just a few, like, celebrities that they always want, you know, that Andy's friends with or whatever.
And Michael Rapaport, which I swear to God, every time I see him as a Watch What Happens Live person, I'm cringing.
And it pisses me off. So usually put him on someone I do want to watch it, you know.
So you have to watch it.
Like, no, not Lisa Barlow. Anyway, Sheena sucks. I hate that she did that. I hate that she kept it from Katie. I felt like Katie was totally, like, ooh, she's being gaslit again. There's not, like, she did not handle that poorly at all. She had the perfect amount of anger that you should have in that kind of situation.
Looking, like, for an apology, like, hey, yeah, like, I'm just more upset that you kept it a secret for this long and, like, made jokes about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So after all this, she hooks up with Max Boyens, which we remember him from a couple seasons ago. He had drama with Dana, and which I was on Katie's podcast a little bit.
Okay.
With her and
I'm Dana not office. Trying to shame who Katie hooks up with, but girl, Max, I don't even care that he's apparently now Schwartz's best friend. He's just gross.
He is gross. If I didn't know anything about him, I'd be like, oh yeah, he's hot. Like, I do think he's attractive. I am into, like, the look, the vibe. Maybe, also, but I immediately look
this
too, but
whole thing pissed me off though was with Sheena. The way, well, first of all, that Brock called it out in front of everyone was
Okay, but this was
fucking
like
shitty.
art.
No,
Because
I mean, it was great, but also Sheena pissed me off the
so
way that she was so
up.
like smugly being like, well, I looked his let it looked at his location and I was like, oh. And then
Oh.
next morning I was like, oh, like girl, you should be kissing Gady's ass because you made out with her fucking or ex-husband while you both were in relationships.
And because of last season too, like you were on the wrong side of things too. Like you're still in
She
the
always
fucking
is.
doghouse. Like, what are you doing? Like you're just now trying to get on the right side of things with Katie, and you
If
just
she
got
does,
right back in the fucking doghouse.
if Sheena's on your side on something, it's probably fucking wrong.
Yeah, I this whole thing with Brock telling Tom, then Sheena coming over, she knows he told Tom because she's watching like a hawk. You saw her literally the Lala, not Lala, to Ariana, who's that just walked in? And it was Tom. She's like, who's that with him? Like, it's just some random chick. Like, she's like watching everyone. So, you know, she's watching and she's like, shit, he's telling. Like, of course he's telling because he's fucking Brock and he is, you know. And she is pissed. I loved that. I was like, what is wrong with Brock? What did he say to her? He said something like, pull your head out or I'll go home. He's like, oh, pull your head out or I'll go home. He's like, pick it, pick it. Like, it wasn't your place to tell. He's like, well, I did it so you didn't have to do it. What? Mean? I'm happy you did it because it was good TV, but it was so
Yeah.
fucked up. But if it wouldn't have stopped there, fine. You know, like let Tom then deal with that with Katie. It could have stopped there, but it didn't. Instead, it had to go to the group where, oh, what's wrong, Sheena? Brock, like, what? That's Brock. And I'm not gonna, you know, and she just, I'm that's Brock. And Brock says, just talking about Katie and Max, you know, together. Katie's face was priceless. Like, so shocked. I was also, I felt so bad. I
It's
was like,
awkward.
because it's not like that's
Well,
really weird to be like, and everyone was confused. No one knew. Like, Ariana was like, who, Max boys? Like,
well, it
what's
was like the night before too. So also we gotta talk about Sheena and having people's locations.
56?
Also, so you don't have Katie's, but you have your ex fling that you've fucked multiple times. Like, that's not a red flag to Brock that you're
And then
have.
she's keeping up with it, and she's like checking
Yeah.
it.
And I keep seeing these Sheena defenders saying, well, I want to make sure my friends get home safely. Yeah. I do that. You know, if my friend, if we go out and I say, text me when you get home and they don't, I look at their location, sure. But I also, I'm not going to, if they're at a guy's a house or vice versa, I'm not fucking pulling that up to the whole group. It's shitty and it's weird that she was checking Max's location. It's fucking weird.
It is really weird, and it just violates the trust, you know, and the fact that she said, yeah, I see your location, call me in the morning. Like, who are you? Why does he need to
Well,
call you and talk to you, Sheena Shea, about
it would be one thing if even
having
she
hate?
like brought it up not in front of everyone to Katie saying, did Max stay the night at your place? Like, I think Katie probably would have opened up and been like, yeah, whatever, but you call her out in front of everyone, it's fucked up.
No, it was really fucked up. And honestly, I don't see what the big deal is. It is not the same. Like, Brock brought it up
It's
to Tom
okay.
to basically say that she
Hypocrite.
can't be upset about the Sheena
It's
stuff because she's a hypocrite because she hooked
not
up
the
with your
same though.
friend.
Because one, you guys fucked around while you guys were still together and she thought it was a monogamous relationship. Two, you broke, once you made out with Raquel multiple times, that broke the whatever, deal you guys had.
The
So,
agreement.
which, I did like when Schwartz brought it up to Katie
Me too.
at the water tasting because he kind of knew he couldn't be that upset because he also cheated on Katie throughout their whole relationship. It was just kind of a funny, moment between the two.
Yeah, I liked it. And I feel like, and I also like that Katie kept to her grounds about, like, I don't really want to get d dinner with you still, though. Like,
Yeah, she
I really,
shouldn't.
I know. And I feel like I could have been, I would have probably been weak. I'm like, yeah, well, let's, we could try to get dinner and be friends. And like, no. Like, I was like, good for you, Katie.
Agreed.
Because Tom is like, you don't deserve it. You don't deserve that level of friendship from her. You can't trust him, Like, you can't let
No.
him in that much. Like, he's lucky that you're sharing the dogs with him. Anyway. Go ahead.
What did you think about the water tasting?
I think it was very weird that Lala had it at James's house. So you're
Yes.
hosting it, but James has to host it, like,
And
has to have it at his house where
put the
there's
bill
still like
for
boxes because
pizzas.
he's still unpacking,
Moving
and he has to get pizza and pay for it. What is
So I thought it was funny that, the last episode was like the sandwich taste testing, and she was like, we did this again. And then she's doing a water taste testing, which it really sounds like the most LA fucking shit I've ever heard in my life. I don't know how much you pay for that, but I think you got taken for a ride because. No, I mean, no, like, I think it's great that they did something different, but it's water.
I'm gonna take it for a ride. I'm with you. Like, I just took a sip of my water, and it's, guess what? Tap. It's tap. It's a Indiana tap water. And it was pretty damn good. I love water, and I don't know much about
Same.
sparkling, but
I do, but I'm also not gonna fucking pay someone to come.
no. And it was,
Have me taste
I thought it
water.
was like $1,000 or whatever, something ridiculous for water. I feel like that was weird. I really don't understand though why Lala couldn't find a spot for it. Like, if you're hosting it, why is it at not at your spot?
Yeah.
I don't know. Also, Tom and Ariana getting into it about the attempted dog murder comment, and them talking about like the feeding the kid cat like the kitty litter, which I don't know if that was extended episode or not, but it might have been, maybe not, but he was saying that she basically doesn't do anything and that she doesn't clean up the cat litter and he does all that, and she says that I literally just did it last week and they showed a clip of her doing it.
Timestamp,
And I was surprised though when she did say like this was her dream home for her kids. I did hear that. I was like, huh. Not like in the way that Lala and them, like, because Lala, I think it was in the after show, was weird about that. But I really do think like with Ariana, it was just like, she did not want to have kids with Tom Sandoval. Like, I think that that's very,
Maybe she
like, she could
didn't.
have kids by herself. She could want to not have kids by
Well,
herself. She could want to have kids with somebody else. She could not.
also, I love the
Keep your
shade
mind.
that she dropped where he would wear the same underwear for days. She's like, why do you think I didn't want to fuck you?
Yeah, ew.
It's about time she kind of opened, or not about time. That sounded really harsh of me, but I like that she's kind of opening up about
Yes.
there were actually reasons, and it's not just me, why we weren't intimate.
Yeah, because there are times where I'm like she was so, I don't know, like she was saying like, oh no, we were fine, like everything was fine. And then it was just this. It's like,
And I think she was such a defender of him too, so she's not
uh-huh.
gonna put him on blast that he's dirty.
Yeah, I don't know, put his ass on blast and be
Now she
real.
can. I love it.
Because I know her new man is fresh. Because look at him, he's beautiful. Anyway, anything else you want to talk about though from Vanderpump?
No, let's dive in a little bit to the valley.
Let's go over to the valley. Okay, we got to start off first with we have the big focus is the two messiest people, Jax and Kristen. Jack.
Which really, thankfully, they are on the show
Thankfully.
too. I mean,
They're trying to get a bag. They're trying to
there's
get
good
a check.
people on here, but you need some people to, they know how to steer a storyline, and they've been there,
They
done that.
need to get the check, both of these people. Jax is like, I need a show that I can, that I'm gonna get long. That's, I mean, he's grateful, should be grateful he has this divorce coming up. Separation, because he's guaranteed another season or two. But Jack's inviting Alex, Kristen's ex, to this guy's thing right after having this long lunch, whatever, with Kristen and talking about Luke and how he's gonna give him a chance and he's, you know, he's got her back, which breaking fourth wall means, hey, Kristen, we're not gonna like fuck each other over in this show, right? Like we got each other's back. We're not gonna go against each other in this show. We're putting this all behind us, right. Jax completely turns around and invites Alex, drops the bomb to Luke right before Alex gets there. And then Brittany drops the bomb to Kristen right before, well, right before, yeah, finding out. Like they were all looking at their phones. They're about to all text their partners and say, hey, what's going on? What's, and then, oh, Kristen, you just might want to know that Jackson invited Alex. Ugh.
Which
With her surgery mouth, like, oh my God, oh, I was dying.
it's so funny because I saw praise for Luke on Twitter about how great he was about, not wanting to be around Kristen's ex and blah, blah, blah. Like, he has stated multiple times that he wanted to hang out with Sandoval and that he's been invited to
That's
things and
weird.
doesn't want, which
Which
is
ex?
known for cheating exes. That really drove that narrative of crazy Kristen.
Why haven't I? Because I haven't seen him say that on this show. I wonder why they're not showing. I guess so, because why would you talk about, you don't need to talk about Sandoval. But that is so weird. Like, why? And but Kristen doesn't hang out with Sandoval.
No.
Like, I don't get that. Like, why are
It's weird.
y'all? Anyway. But I thought it was funny how Brittany, you know, tried to sneak that into Kristen, that, hey, just so you know. And I mean, Kristen just went and decided to let out some tea. She decided to let
Which
out a little bomb.
I will say, it was, considering Christian's history, I thought it was very bold that that was the direction she was going to take.
Bold.
And she had to assume that some blowback was going to come from that.
Yeah, I
I mean, there's a lot of shit that Kristen, in past years that we've seen her, she's always been kind of truthful. some of her tea, but to call someone out about being racist when you were legit, like literally, that's why you were let go from your previous TV show is bold, I will say.
I just think it's wild that the anger is just not, I don't know. I feel like it's really misdirected. I do feel like Kristen went about this wrong and should not have been the
She always
messenger at
does.
all. But I do believe what she said happened, 1,000%.
Oh,
I do
because
believe that Janet told Jasmine something about Michelle because we saw, wasn't it in the episode that she had a post about don't say gay, like or something
well,
like that? Didn't
it
she?
all was like, I think Kristen definitely is getting incorrect heat about it because everyone said that there was conversations about it. Now they're just saying what Kristen said, not everything was true. And fuck Zach for not like manning up and saying what actually happened.
Yeah, but he's on the
But
podcast.
I do think what Kristen said was at least partially true because she's like, well, who cares if I am a Republican? It's like, well, yeah,
Okay. She said, I'm not a
then you
Republican,
are.
but even if I am, who gives a fuck?
It's like,
And then also you have Zach. And if you're a Republican here, it's a death note. Like, it's death sentence. Like, you won't be
there's,
invited to any
I think
parties.
there's
Like,
a lot of them probably are Republican. They just don't outright say it.
well, and okay. She posted something about the don't say gay bill or so don't or whatever it was. There was some post that she did. And
No one's
that's
calling that out.
like, oh my goodness, like, no, no, like, that's wrong. Like, and had a conversation with her, like, she said that. And so there had to be a conversation of, like, okay, I'm sorry, not trying to get political here, but anyone that's gonna post that, you're gonna have some type of right wing political affiliate.
Oh,
Okay, you're
for
not gonna
sure.
not like, you don't just come across feeling like that or putting, posting something like that. Sharing
They
something.
were more upset that Kristen used the word like racist versus like
Yes.
what she actually
Yes.
said.
Now that really, it's like, Kristen, you should have just said that there was, if you really wanted to out this, that there was a conversation about how she might have some, she might be a Republican, to say that, just say that she might be a Republican because she probably is a Republican. That because of that post. But like, to then add on the racism, homophobia, it's like, look, we already know that that's kind of like what's attached to that a lot of the times already. Okay. Not saying that, that every Republican is racist or homophobic, but a lot of those policies and stuff, like, we know which direction those usually go towards. So, and I would bet my last dollar that Jesse is a Republican and has been donating to some
Sorry, he
really
scares
icky
me. He
people.
scares me a little bit.
Oh my goodness, he scares me too. I'm like, what are you on? You're a cokehead, right? Like, you're on coke,
Dude, I
right? You're breaking glass.
if I'm sorry, but
Like,
if my if Sam ever put his hand up like this to get me to stop talking, oof.
so bad.
When I would never do that to my significant other, holy shit, I would be so angry at that.
Yeah. I just really I understand getting on Kristen for saying racist, homophobia, whatever, you know, but I don't like that Zach's not getting anything because you know damn well that was involved in the conversation. And do I think Kristen was fired necessarily for being racist? No, I think what she was fired for was being extremely biased, racially biased, and that's what got, like, she tried to get Faith arrested, and because she saw some another Black woman that she thought was her. She basically racially profiled this woman, tried to get, and also didn't realize like how dangerous that could be to have the cops called on a black woman. So that's, and the fact that she recognized that, has talked about that, unlike Stassi, who kind of still
Which
never really took that. And Stassi actually had comments of posts and stuff that she has put out there that was really, and on her podcast. Like Kristen didn't, but
and
Kristen also,
Faith says
yes.
that like the only apology she's accepted was Kristen's,
Kristen,
so.
yeah. This was a step back in Kristen. Like, I don't think it's undoes anything. I don't think she needs to be canceled. Also, the cancel, don't get me started on, like, I can't stand when people talk about it in the way that people talk about it, because I'm just like, it's not like in cancel culture. It's like, it's
It's not your
literally
place.
just like you like who you like and you don't like who you don't
Well,
like. And then
also,
if, and if you don't like them and enough people don't like them, then shit doesn't sell for them. It's just how it goes. Like, what are
yeah.
you?
I mean, cancel culture isn't like real. All these people come
It's
back. I
not
mean,
real. You're falling for it. Like, why are you, don't say it. Like, it
Jax
doesn't.
has another TV show. If cancel cultural culture was real, he
Jax Taylor would
wouldn't.
not be on this show.
Yes.
Donald Trump would not
Agreed.
be running for president. Like,
Yes. Yeah.
there's a lot of, like, don't. Yeah.
Also, if you just like, just because you state your opinion because you don't like what someone said, like, doesn't mean you're trying to cancel them. You're just voicing your opinion.
And I've always been on the side of, you shouldn't fire them. You should force them to be on the hot seat and talk about it out in the open
Which
and
I
make a
think that's
pain
what
moment for everyone.
VPR went really wrong when they fired them, because also I'm glad that now on the Valley we're seeing Kristen talk about what happened, because it was no discussion ever on this. It was as if these people
Never.
never were on the show.
Yeah,
It
like
was
they
such a PR
chased him
stunt
down.
that they fired them because of what was going on in the world without any like real life discussion and talk. I would have loved to see Kristen and Stassi have to actually talk about it on camera.
Yeah,
What they did.
together. Yeah.
Or even the other cast members for that matter.
Yeah, everyone. It would have been really, yeah, I'd like to see them on the hot seat. I'd like to see Andy talk to them about it on Watch What Happens Live, something. I don't care. Jesse saying that she was thrown off for being an actual racist was like really kind of fucked up. I don't like how Kristen, though, was very victim-y in the professional, being like, it like happened to me, like, and I was canceled. It was like the worst thing that ever happened to me. It's like, boo fucking who, like, sit up. Like, I know it, I believe it. I believe it, but it's also like, you're fine. Look at you.
You're on
You're
another
fine.
TV show.
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine. I don't need that. I don't, like, suck it up. But I don't think it was called for Jesse to be like that. I also just, especially when he's like, say you lied, say you lied. He's not lying. She, because when she went back and re-explained it, she shared that she basically shouldn't have said racist. I mean, just that, what it could allude to, what he alluded to, these things, like that exactly, which I. But it's like, oh, but no, these two people said that they didn't say it, so they didn't say it. I'm not believing crazy Kristen.
Yeah. Well, also being that angry about it is also kind of telling, instead of being like, okay, I know I'm not like, this
Yeah.
is taking out of context. They're more upset with the label than what's actually the actual meaning behind it.
Ugh. I it's a lot. I didn't like how Jesse was talking to her. I did like how Luke was defending Kristen. I don't know.
All
I also,
the time she had a boyfriend that like fucking stood up for
no, this is the first, this is the first. I know. Like, I don't know if I believe these rumors that like he's just using Kristen. I mean, I don't know. He could still be, but I don't know. But yeah, what has been going on with Zach and Kristen on her podcast? Like, what are they like, how's their dynamic? Like, they're friends, they're not, are they talking about this episode?
Yeah, well, this past episode I listened to them, it wasn't anything about the Valley. It pretty much was just strictly Vanderpump, since
Oh.
Zach does know like most of the people that are on there. I'm not a huge fan of Zach.
No.
He's also, comes from beer cheese or whatever.
Yeah, from Louisville, Kentucky, where I'm at. He's over by me. Well, yeah, originally, which is crazy.
That is crazy.
But yeah, I don't know those people. I think he brings a good mix to the group, but he's like really
He's,
messy. But
yeah, he's messy, which I like for the show capacity, but I still just like don't really care for him.
I'm with you. Neither. But anything else you want to talk about from the Valley? What about Jackson Brittany? Do you anything else?
I definitely don't think their breakup is a PR stunt. I think
No.
it's
Absolutely not.
it'll be interesting to hear more as the weeks and stuff go on if Brittany opens up a little bit more.
I think we're going to get more in the Valley. I think she's gonna do it like money, like it. But it sounds like from Watch Happens Live and other interviews that Jax is just not really taking the steps to get couples therapy, none of that. She keeps saying that he never cheated and keeps going back to, Kristen or what, or Janet did her detective work and didn't find anything. But I listened to Katie's podcast and she's saying the thing that they're talking about, I don't even know what they're talking about. Like, I'm talking about a whole different situation. So, like, okay, that's one, like, that's not even what I was talking about, but okay, like, y'all are now making this one bigger than it needs to be. Like, they're mad at her for bringing it up, like, on the after show, but then, it's not even the same thing that she was even talking about. So they brought up a whole other rumor, basically. Which is funny. But she I just I think Brittany is really tired of his shit. And she sounded really good on Watch Happens Live. She sounded
Impressed.
strong and she said that I've really come a long way. And me basically, I mean, also, I think it was, I don't think it was on Watch Happens Live. I don't know what it was on, but that they hadn't been like sexually active and since before Cruz was born, like months. Like,
Yeah, it was on something. I can't remember what it was. It's one of the
yeah,
stuff we
so
all
I'm just
watch.
like, oh, I just don't trust Jax. So I don't know, but that's the Valley. So
Yeah.
I'm digging it. I'm here for it. I'm watching it.
Loving both. Both are very good. We're probably closing in closer to the end of Vanderpump, but it's been a solid season. These last two episodes have really, really been great, though.
Yeah, for sure. We are also podcasting Summer House and Summer House Martha's Vineyard. Two great shows, so definitely watch those if you have never watched them. Martha's Vineyard is newer, only on two seasons, on second season. Highly recommend. Lots
Yes,
to talk
agreed.
about there. Nothing else, right? That's all we got.
That's it.
Anything else you want to talk about though before we go?
No, just don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Rehash Trash and on Instagram at Trash Rehash.
Yes, go follow us, and until next time, bye.
Bye.